Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters. Storytime with your host, A.P. Fuchs. Stories of intrigue, stories of horror, stories of superheroics, stories of monsters. Get ready, the thrill ride begins. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is episode 3 of the realms of heroes and monsters. Storytime with your host, me, A.P. Fuchs, and we're going to call this the sunglasses edition, because for those watching on YouTube, I'm wearing sunglasses. For those listening in, well, that's what I got on. But which is funny about them is they sit crooked on my face, so my left eye lens is higher than my right eye lens, but that's what I get for buying a pair of literally dollar store sunglasses. When I was in Oregon, they cost me $1.25 and I needed a pair of sunglasses, so there you go. What's funny though is these things sit crooked, but yet other pairs I buy and they sit just fine, so I don't know what's going on. It is sunglasses themselves, or maybe I have one ear higher than the other. I don't know, because we're not completely asymmetrical as people. Or no, symmetrical. Anyway, that's the introduction. Okay. So I was thinking, you know, we got this Blue Beetle movie coming up. That's part of the new DCU headed up by James Gunn and Peter Safran. And Blue Beetle is the first entry in this new DCU movie universe that they're creating. And I don't know much about Peter Safran. I really don't. But James Gunn, we all know. He directed, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy. He did The Suicide Squad. So we know he can make good movies. So I trust him in that respect. But heading off the launch, so to speak, of the DCU with Blue Beetle, I thought that's a strange choice, because outside of comic book people, no one knows who Blue Beetle is. Like, they really don't. And, he showed up in cartoons and stuff, so some kids will, maybe, yeah, but, you know, your general movie audience is like, who's this guy? But then I was thinking, okay, well, that's an interesting approach, starting off with a lower level character, more unknown character. And then I thought, well, didn't Marvel do the same thing with Iron Man way back in, I believe it was in 2008? Because at the time, you have to remember, at the time, Iron Man was, yeah, he was known to comic book fans, but, you know, and maybe some cartoon stuff. But other than that, like, yeah, again, the general movie audience was like, who's Iron Man? And then we all know, as things went on, Iron Man became like this icon and huge deal and stuff. And of course, he had his big finale in Endgame. But so I'm wondering maybe if the DCU is doing sort of the similar approach, coming in kind of low key before launching into the bigger heroes. Because in 2025, James Gunn is doing his Superman Legacy, which he's written. And it's completely written, apparently, according to him, latest report. And he's directing it as well. And he's cast as Superman, he's cast as Lois. So, I don't know if maybe Blue Beetle is going to be one of those movies that's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe it's going to carry a lot of heart. But then perhaps there's going to be like some Easter eggs throughout, hinting at a bigger DC Universe, slash giving hints of things to come. You know, there might even be a reference to Superman in there. You know, some about a guy who can fly. Like, who knows? So we'll see. I kind of have mixed feelings about it coming up. But anyway, creatively speaking, I want to talk about briefly my webcomic, Fredericus. It's about an anthropomorphic dog living in a future dystopian sci-fi world. And he's got other anthropomorphic friends. The style of the strip is very down to earth. It's mature, and it's mature in the context of not an adult content, not like that, but rather it's everyday life stuff, you know, but told through the perspective of this anthropomorphic dog called Fred, or Fredericus, as his full name is. And it was a chance for me to create this comic strip for everybody on the web and work out some of my own issues through the page and tells just these stories of life. You know, some of the struggles. There's ones about going to work. There's ones about dealing with your kids. And there's snippy attitudes. And ones where fathers are trying to educate their kids, but they come off sounding like idiots. And that, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's all at Fredericus.com. Fredericus is spelled FredericusDRIKUS.com. There'll be a link in the description for this podcast. But yeah, I invite you to check it out. I believe there's 22, 23 strips somewhere on there. Creatively, I got one more strip on the computer. It's pretty much ready to go. But I haven't put a strip up in a while, so I'm going to be a computer idiot guy as I try to figure out how to upload this strip, because behind the scenes on the site, when you're putting it in, there's a bunch of procedures you got to go through in order of procedures you got to go through in order to get the page looking properly and to function properly, and so that people click the next button on there to get to the next page and previous button to get to the previous page. And anyway, so it's not much of a hassle to put it up. It's just there's a lot of steps. I use a plugin called Comic Press into a WordPress site, and the Comic Press creates this template, so to speak, that enables the strip to air. Plus, you have navigation buttons, or in this case, links, that gets you through the strip. So I invite you to check it out. Go check out the webcomic and take a look. Just hit first. It's a little button at the bottom of the strip called first, and it'll take you right to the cover of the first issue, and then you can just read from there, strip by strip, and they're all self-contained. Longer strips are three-parters, meaning three pages, but the rest are like one-strip gags or two-strip stops. And by strips, I'm referring to the full comic pages. So yeah, go check out Fredericus. I encourage you to go and do that. And yeah, I hope to eventually get back into making some Fredericus stuff up, but right now I'm a bit too busy. I got other creative things on the go, and like we talked about last podcast, I got Zomtropolis that's got to get taken care of. So that's priority in terms of creative outlet. And there we go. But anyway, enough about that. Enough about me. Enough about me and my crooked sunglasses and all these thoughts. It's time to get into story time. So sit back, relax, and just listen. Thank you. And see you later. Or hear you later. Or audio you later. Or something. Okay, enough. Right, here we go. Episode 3, Comics Power. Steve stood there staring at the comic's opening page. It was that giant green robot again, the one that had terrorized Manhattan 2 months ago, the same one the Cosmic Kid had put an end to. Now it was back, and was slamming holes into the bottom of the Empire State Building. It wouldn't be long until the whole structure came toppling down. He turned the page. Citizens ran away from the robot in all directions, getting to safety. A military chopper flew overhead, firing bullets into the robot's armored hull. Useless. The robot kept punching into the building's walls and supports, working its way around the sides. What its agenda was, Steve didn't know. On page 3, a tank rolled up and fired. The round simply exploded against the robot's back, not phasing it. The military never stood a chance, never mind any do-gooder cops that came along and tried to take the thing down. There really is only one option, Steve said. He turned the page again, and blue and red light swirled out and engulfed him in a tornado of power, pulling him directly into the comic book. Now clad in red tights and a blue cape, Steve boldly stood before the robot as the Cosmic Kid. The machine turned its attention on him and made its way toward him. He had work to do. Thank you. Hey, you're sticking around to the end of the podcast and the after credits music. And today we're going to do a little weird fact. Ready? And it's a quote. Dogs can't look up. Ed, Shaun of the Dead. Tick, tick, tick. I sincerely hope you realize I'm joking. Okay. But dogs can look up. Goodbye.